Okay, I'm here with Carolyn Vilforth.
Yes.
At the University of St. Andrews. Hi, Carolyn.
Hello.
So could you tell us a little bit about your research? And
So I work on quasar host galaxies. So quasars are supermassive black holes in the centers of galaxies. And in most galaxies, those supermassive black holes are what we call quiescent. So they're not doing much, like, for example, in the center of the Milky Way. But in some galaxies, they're accreting gas. So we have gas that forms an accretion disk around the black hole, and it heats up and radiates very, very brightly. So, and often those quasars can be more luminous than the entire galaxy. And I study how this happens. So I want to know, why do some black holes become active and others stay quiescent?
And so what effect does this have in determining the way that we perceive the universe?
So I care about this just because I love quasars. but it's also very important. So it has been found that there are black holes in basically all galaxies. And not only are there black holes in all galaxies, they also, their masses correlate with the masses of the host galaxies. So a more massive galaxy will have a more massive black hole. And what this basically tells you is that those black holes are not just freak events that were placed in the centers of the galaxies, but that they evolve with the galaxies. So really, these quasars are tied in quite tightly with galaxy evolution in general.
And so what do you use to try and detect this or quantify this?
So I've been working a lot on imaging. So what I've been doing for a lot of my research is look at images of quasars and then try to see if in the host galaxies we see signs of recent disturbance. Because while we think of black holes as monsters that just gobble up everything in their surroundings, it's actually surprisingly hard to feed them because galaxies are quite stable on average. And if you want to have a quasar active for a long amount for a long time, you will have to push a lot of gas to the center of the galaxy. And this is actually incredibly hard. So theoreticians have suspected for a while that, for example, if you have collisions of galaxies, that would disrupt the galaxy enough that a lot of gas falls to the center and then would feed an AGN quasar phase. And what I've been doing is look at images of bright quasars, which is quite difficult because, like I said, they outshine the galaxy, so you have to get the point source off. And then you're trying to see if there's some signs of disturbance that would imply that maybe there was a galaxy interaction in the recent past. And sadly enough, what I've been finding is that there is not a lot of signs of that, which is quite puzzling.
So is there anything that could explain this?
Well, I think there's a few things which could explain it. First of all, if we look at images of galaxies, I said, well, we look for signs of disturbance, but those will fade rather rapidly. So if you look at pictures of collisions of galaxies first, they will look incredibly disturbed. But already after 500 million years, which is a short amount of time for astronomers, they start to look quite normal. So if it would happen that we have these collisions of galaxies in the gas goes to the center, and then it takes a very, very long time for it to finally reach the black hole and feed this quasar phase, then we could still explain these observations. Or it could also be that there's just a lot of other processes that lead to a quasar phase.